I'm David Wellna at the Capitol. It was just last week when the president told lawmakers in his State of the Union address that his new budget would run a deficit and that it would be, in his words, small and short term. But Kent Conrad, the Democratic chair of the Senate Budget Committee, said today that, in fact, the president's budget shows deficits persisting throughout the next decade.
What it means is deficits and debt as far as the eye can see. What it means is taking $2 trillion out of the Social Security and Medicare trust funds to pay for tax cuts and to pay for other government spending. Is that really what we want to do when the baby boomers begin retiring in just 6 years?
But Republican lawmakers rallied to the president's defense. Jim Nussel, who chairs the Budget Committee in the GOP-controlled House, argued that the nation faces extraordinary circumstances.
What a difference a year makes. Last year at this time, we were talking about surpluses. We had a sluggish economy, but we thought for sure that the tax cut that we put into place last year would help give a good jump start to the economy. We think that it probably had that effect, but absolutely nobody could have anticipated what happened last year on September 11th. We have a whole new picture, a whole new ballgame as a result of the events of last year.
Democrat Conrad readily acknowledged the nation does face difficulties, but he maintained that proposals in the budget, such as making last year's 10-year tax cut permanent, only compound those problems.
The president's budget, I think, really doesn't deal with the long-term hole that he's helped dig. And there's no question it has been made worse by war and by recession. But the hard reality is his long-term fiscal plan did not add up before September 11th. It's been made worse by the events of September 11th.
Democrats were also quick to compare the budget to the balance sheet of the bankrupt Houston-based Enron Corporation. Congressman Jim McDermott of Washington said it's lower-income people who will feel the pinch most from a budget whose spending on social programs barely keeps up with inflation.
Anybody who thinks, having looked at what happened recently in Houston, that Social Security is something that you ought to gamble with, we saw what gamblers get. We saw what the private sector gives you as a pension.
But Senate Budget Chair Conrad signaled that Democrats will continue to line up behind the president when it comes to the war on terrorism, including his request for a $48 billion rise in defense spending.
I think all of us understand our first obligation is to defend this nation. And the president is going to get the resources he requests for national defense and for homeland security. There may be changes about how the money is allocated, but when a president at a time that we are engaged in conflict asks for additional resources to defend this country, he's going to get them.
Other Democrats, though, say Congress will not be just a rubber stamp for the president's proposals, including defense and the predicted budget battles over the coming months. Republicans, for their part, predicted today that the budget will soon be balanced again. But GOP leaders, such as House Republican Caucus Chair J.C. Watts, said this will require that Congress control spending. At the same time, Watts said Congress must pass an economic stimulus bill to get the economy moving again. A key vote on that bill is expected Wednesday in the Senate. David Wellna, NPR News, The Capitol.